If your pet at home is a guinea pig, now might be the time to have a look at our website, PRI.org. See, in some parts of South America, guinea pigs are not considered pets, they're food. And if you're feeling adventurous, you could probably find the tasty delicacy somewhere near you, as Chayla Herridge-Meyer reports.
I'm in a park in Queens, New York, with my friend Richie Pata and his two daughters, and they're here to show me one of their favorite food stalls. It's at the far edge of the park, and the grill is sizzling. There's a whole pig head, buckets of chili sauce, and roasted guinea pig on the grill. We get one to share, and Richie asks his daughter Adilem how you say guinea pig in Spanish.
What is this, Adilem? Cuy. In Espanol, it's cuy. In English, guinea pig. The skin is a little crunchy. I like the skin.
The treat comes with potatoes and rice. Richie's daughter grabs off the head and starts gnawing on the cheeks.
It tastes good. It also is fresh. Está muy rico, muy fresco.
I met Richie when I lived in Ecuador years ago. I ate my first guinea pig at his brother's graduation. It was a traditional Andean dish for special occasions. Then about 15 years ago, Richie moved to the U.S. When he gets homesick, his mom will sometimes mail him a package filled with guinea pig meat straight from the family's own yard. But he also knows where to get his fix in New York. This food stall is run by Digna, who prefers I not give her last name or the stall's exact location, since none of this is really official. But she tells me she sells up to 10 guinea pigs here on Sundays. She says the meat's frozen and imported up from Ecuador. I wondered about the legality of all this, but it seems federal regulators, at this point, aren't tracking guinea pig imports. Meanwhile, demand is slowly rising in the U.S. More restaurants in places like New York, Texas, and Washington, D.C. are planning it for the menu. And there's one chef who hopes Americans won't be squeamish about eating guinea pig.
Well, my name is Diego Oca. I'm Peruvian.
He runs La Mar, an upscale restaurant with several locations in the U.S. He served guinea pig as a special dish on Peruvian Independence Day for the last couple years.
It's a very flavorful meat. For me, it's a mix of rabbit and duck because it's very greasy. You have a lot of fat.
Oca prepared guinea pig for the first time at a fancy restaurant in Lima. And they broke from tradition and added a French flair, making a cuy confit. It didn't really look like eating a rodent, which Oca says can turn people off.
I think the more shocking part of eating cuy in Peru traditionally is his face. But the face is the most delicious part because it's crispy, it's like a cracker. The cuy skin is like a pork skin, no?
Oca tells me about another favorite part.
I like to eat like the feet, like a cracker. Grin, grin, grin.
There are guinea pig enthusiasts from the U.S. too. I talked to Charles Cook, an immigration lawyer in Atlanta. He's headed to Peru this week and is looking forward to his favorite dish.
It is now 32 years ago, the first time I had guinea pig. I was living in Cusco, Peru. The person I was working with said, "We have a treat for you tonight." And it was interesting because my first month there, I kept seeing these little guinea pigs in everybody's house. And I kept thinking, how nice. They have pets here in Peru. How sweet that is. And then the first time somebody brought it out, it was roasted. But I have to tell you, it was delicious. And since then, I've eaten it dozens of times.
I have to agree with Cook. I find guinea pig pretty tasty. I like the crunchy skin and picking through the bones to get at the rich meat. Back in Queens, now stuffed, I head to the subway with Richie and his family. On the way, we pass a bunch of Ecuadorian restaurants. One place offers guinea pig for lunch. Another has a big photo of roasted guinea pig in the window. But Richie says none of the guinea pig here beats what he gets back home. Still, he's happy to show his daughters, who've never been to Ecuador with him, a taste from home right here in New York.
Delicious, como dice la Pepa, delicious.
For The World, I'm Chayla Herridge-Meyer, New York.